Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 14th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our June patron. New patrons looking to upgrade their pledge or are joining for the first time get a shout out all month. So jump in if you're interested. It all goes into supporting the Gamers In. We thank you so much. Speaking of the Gamers In, we are finally going to talk about Elder Scrolls Online Greymoore, aka Skyrim. Both Jocelyn and I have been playing. I think Jocelyn has been playing a little bit more, but I am enjoying the Skyrim-ness of it. I was surprised, actually. I don't know why, but I was surprised how much they pulled from Skyrim into, well, Skyrim for Elder Scrolls Online. I shouldn't have been surprised, because honestly, it is the same location in the same world, but here we are. It's kind of like, I can't even think of an example. I don't know why I was surprised. Like, it's just, things get upgraded, and of course there was an upgrade, but not to the level where that you're walking across a bridge, you're walking through town. It's like, oh my God, I remember this. Outside of that, I've been distracted by Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I put a bunch of more hours into it. Honestly, spent a majority of that time kind of fiddling with my HD TV with the settings and stuff, because I've been, I don't know, I went down a rabbit hole, and part of it was like, I'm gonna rearrange all my settings for the video game side too. So it was actually brought on by, I think I watched Extraction on Netflix. And it had HDR. I upgraded. Oh, let's go to HDR content. And just, if anyone is an expert with 4K TVs and knows all that stuff, like color temperature and all those settings, you know, maybe send me a message and be like, here's the secret, or here's this, or here's that. But I just, it all comes down to, you know, oh, this is the way you should have the settings because that's the way the content was made to be played. But really, you should have it the way that you feel looks great. And it's like, okay, but really, you know. So I don't know if anyone's felt that, and I hope I'm not sort of breaking the glass for people who haven't really thought of this before, but man, I do miss just, we have a 1080p TV downstairs for the kids, and just, it's funny, like, man, just watching stuff down there, everything just looks great because it's just 1080p, it's a straight, put the thing into the thing and it plays the thing, you know? So anyways, I have been playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII Remake and really enjoying it. I think I'm getting to the end, just knowing where that first part ends in that they adapted Midgar for part one. So I never played the original, but I've done some of the story beats that I remember people talking about. So I've been really enjoying that game, and it's a lot of fun. I think the core issue I'm going to have with it is, when's part two? You know, when do we get part two? Do we get a part two? I think this game is wildly successful, so there's got to be a part two at some point. But I need the full Final Fantasy VII Remake. You know, I want the whole thing. I will gladly pay for it because this feels like a full, I'm about 30 hours in, or no, maybe 25 hours in. So I'm getting a good chunk of content out of it. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Tifa is amazing. Like, she is the most fun to play combat-wise, I find, because she's so much quicker than the other characters. It's a shame how little you get to play as Barret. He doesn't appear to be in your party as much as the other characters are. But yeah, it's a great game, and I hope it comes to more platforms for people to check out, like PC and Xbox. And I think it's a timed exclusive, but who knows how long it'll take to kind of exit that timed exclusivity. So I do recommend people checking it out. The reason I jump back into it is because I am preparing for The Last of Us Part 2, which is coming out on Friday. I've got my PlayStation cards right here. I'm going to load onto my system and preload it. The reviews came out for that game, and I haven't read them. I've seen the scores, obviously, because everyone talks about the scores. It's hard to avoid them. But I mean, I wonder, you know, I liked The Last of Us because of the story. It was very brutal, you know, very brutal game. And I hear when they describe the second part, it's like they don't hold back. It's sort of an experience in storytelling, and that it's not fun, quote unquote, but it's a story, like it's an experience. and just, you know, this grotesque violence. And I didn't watch much of the, I think I stopped watching content for it over a year ago just because I wanted to experience it. But I don't know. That'll be an interesting episode of the Gamers Inn after I've played a little bit of it, and we'll be able to talk about it, because from what I've heard, it's an amazing experience. It's a video game story to be experienced, but violent AF. So we'll see how that, you know, because 7 years ago Ryan is very different from right now Ryan. So we'll see. I'll talk about it. As for news this week, obviously we covered the PlayStation news on the recent episode. Should mention we posted on the feed late, mainly because the event was on a Thursday and then we recorded on a Friday, and we ended up finishing recording quite late, so I posted Saturday. All that to be said, there was a bunch of announcements from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, smaller stuff, not as big as the PlayStation 5 announcements that were put out there on Thursday, but, you know, we'll pull out a couple of really good ones and we'll talk about them. I think there was the PC Gamer Show, the Future Games Show, more of the Guerrilla Collective. There's a trailer being released on Monday for an EA Star Wars game. Looks to be a squadron, like a space shooter sort of multiplayer game, so that'll be interesting. And then there's something on Tuesday. I think there's something every day of the week, and then EA has something on Thursday. We will not be delaying to cover that. We'll probably cover it in the week after, but there's literally something on every other day in June for announcements, so look forward to that. New video games, or at least announcements of them. Speaking of other video games, Summoner's Call, our show where Eddie and I talk about Fire Emblem Heroes and the Fire Emblem universe. I'll have a new episode up on the feed soon where we go over the new Awakening Heroes, including the mid-chapter Mythic Hero that was thrown into the banner as well. The Summer Heroes are on the horizon. We'll have those this week, so we should know more about who those characters are in a couple days, so look forward to that. As for upcoming releases of video games, well, on June 2nd, we got Valorant on PC, Clubhouse Games on the Switch on June 5th, Elder Scrolls Online, Greymoor is now on console, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, Desperados 3 is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on June 16th, also on that date is Disintegration, did I say that? Yeah, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Burnout Paradise Remastered coming to Switch on the 19th. Also on the Friday there, The Last of Us Part 2, as I mentioned, on PS4. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. That's a remaster, I think. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 23rd. Ninjala on the Switch on June 24th. Blair Witch on the Switch on June 25th. And finally, Phantom Covert Ops. That's that paddle COD game. Not fish, but paddle Call of Duty style game. It's coming to the Rift and Quest. It's a VR game coming on June 25th as well. That's going to do it for the Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.